let's sing the Dummy of the Day song and let's make sure we're on pitch this morning. Yes, yes, Alex, go ahead.
It's the dummy.
Dummy, 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 dummy.
It's the dummy. Dummy, of dummy, the dummy, day. Dummy.
Oh, we're changing up the way it goes?
Yeah. Or a country fight? It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Come on, Joe, sing it.
Opera?
It's the dummy of the day.
Barking.
All right. Yeah. I don't have an actual finished product, but we can look into redoing this. But currently, let's sing what we have. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
I'll spell it for you.
Me, 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 me.
D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A Minnesota woman stole thousands of dollars and intended for a high school senior party.
That is horrible.
Yeah, like I remember that. Like, well, I didn't raise any money, but I went to my all night. Actually, I made money. I DJ'd my senior all night party, but that's a lot of work from parents and students to do stuff to get that all together. And she took the money and placed the money in a PayPal account for her, her sex toy business.
Okay, yeah.
At least it's important.
Yeah, very. In February, members of the group organizing the party noticed, $8,700 was taken from the account through several transactions. Let me repeat, $8,700. That's a lot of sex toys
That's
there.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it turns out that the money went into her PayPal account for her Pure Romance sex toy retailer. So she was later arrested and charged with theft. I don't know if the party was actually thrown or not. I mean, it might have been a whole different kind of party for the kids to go to.
Right, yeah, that wouldn't have been, no.
Be a little bit awkward.
Yeah, a little bit.
This is my kind of school, and you can see the photo. I'm going to throw it up on the Joe and Alex Show blog at RadioNowIndy.com. But a North Branford High School in Connecticut put up a new sign in their parking lot back in August, so pretty much almost this whole school year ago, that said, quote, North Branford High School main entrance. The only thing was the word entrance was misspelled.
This is something you would do if you were a sign creator. Or if you were the principal, either one, because you wouldn't have noticed.
I'm so bad at spelling it. It was misspelled as E-N-T-E-R-A-N-C-E. That added up to an extra E in the middle. To me, that looks normal, but I guess it's wrong.
Was it entrance?
Something, yeah. It's a big entrance.
Wow, no one at the school noticed.
Almost the entire school year before somebody noticed the spelling the other day. The superintendent says they're going to replace the sign and auction the current one off for charity. So that's kind of cool. They're like, yeah, we're stupid, but hey, let's raise some money out of this.
Wow.
And your final Dummy of the Day story today, a Florida man grabbed some deodorant and cologne from a Target store and then used the store's tools to work on his bicycle. The guy first went into the store. Hey, I can try this out, right? The guy went into the store to steal a drink and left. He came back a short time later with his bike inside of a shopping cart.
So he was, instead of riding his bike or like walking his bike through the store, he put the huge bike in a cart and wheeled it over?
Exactly. That's what he did. I don't know. He ended up knocking items off the shelves and used deodorant and cologne before putting them back. That's gross.
That is nasty.
I feel like people look at me weird. I don't know if it's a woman thing, but I think guys do this a lot. Do you ever go, either one of you, in the deodorant aisle if you're looking for a new deodorant and you take the cap off and you're like... Because, I mean, you got to make sure you like the smell of the deodorant.
Yeah,
is that normal?
I pick a smell. I always do, like, lavender vanilla. That's what I like.
But, I mean, do you have to take it off, then there's, like, that safety seal. I don't do that.
I do it if I sniff. If you could sniff around it, but, like, peeling the seal off, that's the devil's work,
it's
man.
Like, yeah. it's like a little plastic thing I take.
Yeah, like, that's
Oh, okay. Well, I just feel like people...
I don't peel the seal, but, like, it's a hard cap that you take off.
Yeah. There's, like, the initial thing you pull off of the deodorant. Like the little that always stays on there when you're done. But you know, like when it's brand new, it's not sealed, but it's a little plastic, like solid.
So a solid deodorant would have that plastic thingy that's easy to lift off and smell, which I've done at the
store.
The
gel does, yeah.
But the gel is the one that has like a sticker, and I agree, you don't peel that off.
Yeah, that's wrong.
All right, well, you got to know what you're putting in your pits. I mean, you're making an investment. But I think people look at me like, oh my God, this guy's using the deodorant. Ugh, gross. Well, yeah, he ended up doing all that. The guy then took several tools out of their packages and used them on his bike to tune it up. He told officers he wasn't aware, quote, he couldn't open items and use them.
He should have came to see me.
Why?
Well, when I was in fourth grade, I had that was my one and only stint and experience with being a tomboy. And I started my own little bike business. It was called Alexandra's Bikes and Things. And then on the sign, it said, "We fix everything from A to Z." I propped up the sign outside of our garage in my neighborhood in Minnesota. And I would have the neighborhood kids come and I would put their chains back on their bikes and they'd fall off. I'd pump up the tires. I'd wash the bikes. I would do all these things. And I was making money. And I would hold interviews once a week to hire different kids in the neighborhood to work under me. And then out of the money that I would make, which was, you know, maybe $3 or something out of the whole day, like in the summer of doing this, I would pay each of my little employees like a quarter, keep the rest for me. It was like I was a little CEO.
Did you reinvest in the company? Or is that why it went out of business?
I still have the sign. It's in my closet.
You thinking about going back?
If I ever lose my job, that might be what I have to do.
Yeah, people are like, fire. It's like, don't worry. I've got my backup plan. Alex's bicycle shop. $2 a chain pop. It'll be perfect.
I'll set it up right on the Monon.
She'll set tires up to fail. Like, oh, is that a nail in your tile? Tire? I put it there.
Mm-hmm.
Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.